ahead of their debut single launch of Jungle Berry at the Cranker on Thursday night, singer and guitarist Emmett is here with guitarist Ben to talk about their band Maisie. Good morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. So how are you guys feeling about launching your debut single to the masses of the Cranker?
Excited. I mean, the Cranker is our second home. Just excited to play in front of, you know, the people of Adelaide.
Excellent. Now, has this been a long time coming?
Yeah. It's probably, yeah, about, I don't know. We started recording a while ago with someone else and then finally got through with a mate. And so probably almost 10 months since we probably started a while ago, but it all went pretty quickly recently. So
yeah, I can imagine.
Good.
That's awesome.
I'm always curious about the creative process because everyone kind of does it differently. So how do you guys go about making your own sounds?
Usually I start with probably making a riff or a chord structure or that sort of thing. So I come up with usually the structures of the song and then I bring it to the guys, usually let them do their own thing over it. I usually get Ben to just write some crazy jazzy guitar melodies over it and stuff like that because he's just an insane guitarist and all. But yeah, that's pretty much the main sort of the focus,
yeah,
idea, the structures.
Yeah. Emmett's our ideas generator. He usually brings most of them to the table and then sort of go from what he brings. Yeah.
That's awesome. So how long have you been playing guitar for?
I started when I was 7, so 21 now.
Oh,
seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
So oh, my gosh.
All through school. And yeah, Emmett and I have been playing since we're back in year 8, I reckon we started.
So since we were like 13.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, wow. So you must be pretty, like, just seamless together.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I hope so.
And Ben's always been my right-hand man since I met him, so it's pretty good.
Oh, excellent.
I'll bet you guys know all of the chords. so I know, like, a couple of them, but there's so many to learn, and who can remember them all? Well, you've brought
they
your guitars
can,
in.
They can, Casey.
They can remember it all. That's good. It's good to have the pros in the studio. Now, you've got your guitars in. Do either of you have names for them?
I'm sure Emmett does. He's got about 20 of them.
A few of my guitars. Not this one. This one's my dad's acoustic.
Oh.
Well, this one was the first guitar I played. But no, I haven't named it because it's not mine. But I have got a few names. One that I can't really remember them now. I just call them by, you know, their standard, the branding and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of special when you name them. So sometimes...
It's special to have that intergenerational, you know, little bit of a family antique.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, out of all my guitars, probably the most special to me, just because it's kind of like my dad influenced me to get into music, and he's probably my main influence, even though he didn't play that much guitar, but yeah, so it's probably most important, yeah.
Speaking of influence, who are your biggest influences on your sound, and how would you describe your music?
So probably the biggest three would probably be, I'd say, Jimi Hendrix, Pink Floyd, and Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Probably just like the groove in Led Zeppelin, really, that's what we really love, you know, that sort of groovy music. And then same with Hendrix, really, and the insane guitar playing, and just, you know, the experimental side of Floyd. What about you, Ben?
Yeah, I think put it pretty well there. We try to sort of mix all the elements together and see what happens. Doesn't always work, but sometimes it pays off. So.
Well, big names to, you know, to kind of look up to, but that's kind of what you want. You want to reach for the stars as much as you can. And yeah, fantastic. Well, how about you give us a song?
Sounds good.
Right, yeah.
So. What track have you got for us?
So we've got Jungleberry.
Excellent.
It's the only one we've managed to be able to make acoustic, really. All right.
This is amazing.
They don't know how to come, but they know when to go. And I'm keeping it light while she's taking it slow. And you're looking at me like I can't see. Because a week from now and you'll be on your knees. Got it again, and I don't know how to tell you, baby. You know you got it. I don't know how to help you, baby, when you got it again. And I don't know how to tell you, baby, you know you got it.
Wow, that was amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. It was so fun to watch. Just fingers were just like blurring so fast. It was amazing.
Yeah, Ben's shredding away on the
guitar. I tell you.
Yeah, it's certainly a bit different for us switching to acoustic, so it's a bit of fun.
Yeah, it sounded beautiful.
We were we tried to get our drummer in. He was a bit busy today, but tried to get him in for the percussion, you know.
Ah.
Make a nice sort of groove, maybe even some bongos, but maybe next time, you know.
No, it was a really good sound. So what can you tell us about the meaning behind Jungleberry?
I mean, most people when they first hear it, they think it's just about, you know, really just like, what would you say?
How do you put it into words for breakfast?
Yeah, well,
radio?
I'll just say the real meaning behind it was actually just you know, I'm sure everyone's come across it. Just, you know, you come across arrogant people who think they're all better than you and whatnot, and you know, if they think you're nothing and they treat you like, you know, dirt, really. And basically, that line where it's like you'll be on your knees just means that, you know, one day I'm going to be better than you, and you know, that's all, really.
Right on. The guys from Maisie taking people down a notch. That's always good. Yeah. That's the Australian way.
It definitely is. Now, is there an album on the way in the future for you guys?
Yeah. You know, we're recording with our good mate Matt Schultz, who actually plays in the Empty Threats. And we're probably thinking an album by probably, hopefully recorded by the end of the year.
Before Christmas.
So, oh, good.
Yeah, Maisie Christmas album.
Yeah.
You know? Nice present to have under the tree.
Yeah. That would be amazing. Yeah. Do you think you'll do, like, Jingle Bells?
a Christmas cover.
Maybe a Jingleberry, you know.
Jingleberry. Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
Fantastic. Now you guys are playing at the Cranker. You're launching your Jungleberry single this Thursday night.
Correct.
Should be a banger of a show. Who are you playing with?
Yeah, so we've got, well, it started with our mates, the Empty Threats and Strangway. And then... one of my girlfriend's mates goes out with one of the guys from Sons of Zoku, and we just started chatting, and he's like, hey man, love to, you know, if you want, we'll play main support. And I was awesome. Like, well, can't say no to Sons of Zoku, a big name like that. And so they're on the bill, you know, $5 entry, and yeah, it's gonna be cool.
Should be a great night. Well, thanks heaps for coming in the studio. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you guys join us on at breakfast this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
That's singer and guitarist Emmett and guitarist Ben from local band Maisie. They'll be launching their debut single down at the Cranker this Thursday night. Sons of Zoku are going to be there. It's going to be awesome. You're listening to Breakfast here on Radio Adelaide. It's 10.